It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know you?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, here we go for a Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. These are new questions. New from this week, three in a row. That makes you a winner. Here we go. Question number one. Let's go to Mark. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Joe?
Good.
Or dog, sorry.
Yeah, hey, boy, we're both here. That's why it's called the Dog and Joe Show. Mark, how often do you listen?
I try to listen every day while I'm at work.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to do well, bro.
I hope so. Question one, you got to get three in a row correct. Know the Dog and Joe Show. Who on the show said they would vote for Oprah this week?
Dana.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Ooh, don't give it away. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. A lot of people might think that it was Dana. You know, there was all the hubbub after the Golden Globes,
mm-hmm.
You know, because Seth Meyers came out and said, hey, we think Oprah should win. And then everyone went crazy, and they started making merchandise. There's a Vote for Oprah 2020.com site, and they got mugs and cups and pins and all this crap. It was not Dana, though. Let's see if... Oh, another. This is Matt. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Matt.
We're good, Matt. Matt, who on the Dog and Joe Show said they would vote for Oprah?
Gotta be Joe.
Yo, yes.
And you know what, Matt? I would, because her running mate is going to be Mr. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Well, that's what people are wanting. They're trying to pair him up, saying, oh, he's going to be VP. She's president. And Joe's like, you know what? I'd have to.
I don't even care who president is, as long as Tom Hanks gets up there.
As long as he's VP, you're in.
I'm good.
All right, Matt, you're on the board. 1-0. Let's go to question two. Two
all
more
right,
correct.
Matt, let's see here.
Get you the shirt.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, Matt, who on the show said that they would marry The Rock? And by The Rock, I'm talking about Dwayne Johnson, the actor.
Yes.
Not the music.
I think Matt knows what you're cooking.
I think I smell what you're cooking. Is it going to be Dana?
Oh,
he's
yes.
2-2.
Yeah, she said she would marry The Rock.
Yeah, she
said,
did.
She said she would leave her daughter and her almost probably never husband, her live-in sin partner.
That was hurtful.
Kenny, yeah. She said she would jam and she would go out and elope with The Rock. Okay, let's go to this one. Get this right, you get the shirt. Dog made Joe an offer he shouldn't have refused this week. Me, myself, Dog, made Joe an offer he should not have refused this week.
I think I should have refused it, and I'm glad I did, but obviously Dog feels different.
Yes. What's the offer that I gave Joe?
Man. You had to give me the hard one.
Is this tough, Joe?
Maybe you could tell kind of what the offer was about, because they're still not going to know what the offer is.
Yeah, I was trying to save Joe money.
Yeah.
On something upcoming this weekend. I made him an offer he should not have refused.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't catch that one.
Oh, come on, Matt!
Come on.
Hey, Matt, if you think about it, you probably could get it.
Something going on this weekend.
It would be something happening this weekend. Well, I can't give you more clues than that, because then he's definitely going to get it.
No clues, Matt?
I don't have a clue. I have no idea.
All right.
Fair enough. We'll stop there. You gave him hell.
Yeah, he did. He got two of them.
We're going to go to Vinny. If Vinny gets this question right, he'll win, because it is pretty damn tough. This one's tough. 766-9370. Vinny, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good about you guys.
Good, Vinny. Welcome.
Vinny.
Go ahead.
This week, I made Joe an offer he should not have refused. What was that offer?
Where to take his date.
Ooh.
Where to take your what?
My date.
His date.
Oh, your date.
He probably does make some offers about that.
Female friend.
Yeah, usually when Joe's on a date, I say, hey, why don't you bring him over to my house?
Mm-hmm. That worked so well the last time.
So, Vinny.
That would have saved the money.
Yeah, it would have.
No clue.
No, I don't.
Okay, let's go.
That might be a hard question, man. If you guys get it, you might get yourself a t-shirt earned well.
David, do you know the offer I gave Joe this week he should not have refused?
I do know the offer. You offered him to concede for $100 and save him an extra $100.
Yes!
Oh, David, well done. That is a hard question, too, dude.
That is very, very hard. The deal was, just to get people up to speed, each and every year, Joe and I make a super bet. Yep. Which team will get closest to the big game? We bet $200. The loser walks in. As soon as their team is finished, with $200, we take 50 off the top and give it away to you, the River Rockers.
Yep.
He picked Atlanta. I picked New England. I told Joe, because New England is heavily, heavily favored as we stand right now. Not only
so
to go.
So far above everyone else right now.
Yeah, it's basically them and the Eagles. They're not only going to go to the big game, they're going to win the big game if you look at the stats. And I told Joe, hey, all you got to do is quit, bow out, and concede. Give me $100 and step away from the bet. And not only did I offer that once, I offered it twice.
Oh, you'll offer it again, I'm sure.
No, I told you that was the last time. And I said, if you don't take it, I'm done. And he walked on the offer. So we're going to find out Sunday. Make sure you go to Pigskin Picks. Get the votes in. See who you think's going to win that game. You might win $200.
That's right.
So, hey, I guess this deal still stands for Dave, too. He got the one question right.
Give it to him, dude. That was a hard question. I'm glad he got that.
Dave, hang on. We'll get you hooked up. Nice job.
Good job, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get you the Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. Listen to this. The cash is coming.